This news update is being brought to you by Advance Auto Glass and More. For windshield replacement, stone chip repair and installation, as well as Boss snow plows and custom shower glass enclosures, see Advance Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. And by Morrell Equipment, your local LS tractor, Bad Boy Zero Turn mower dealer, with a large selection of brand new golf carts. In their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. An investigation is underway after a 53-year-old Elkton man was found dead in the water at a Tuscola County campground. The Tuscola County Sheriff's Office says deputies were called to Crystal Lake Campground in Fremont Township shortly before 8 a.m. Sunday morning, August 16th, after a camper was discovered unresponsive in the water near his campsite. Investigators say the man had been camping with friends and was last seen around 1:30 a.m. that morning. A friend later spotted him offshore near the campsite and called for emergency help. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities have not released his name, and the sheriff's office says the exact cause and manner of death have not yet been determined and will remain under investigation while officials await autopsy results. An 18-year-old is now facing a murder charge in connection with the May shooting death of a Saginaw United High School senior just days before graduation. Travell Conway has been arraigned in Saginaw County on an open murder charge in the death of 17-year-old Dion Wiley III. Conway is also charged with assault with intent to murder, three felony firearm counts, and carrying a dangerous weapon with unlawful intent. The shooting happened shortly after midnight on May 22nd near the Quick Stop at South Washington Avenue and Weber Street in Saginaw. Police previously said officers conducting a stalk nearby heard several gunshots around 12:15 a.m. that morning. Wiley was found wounded in the store parking lot and taken to a hospital where he later died. Another person was also injured in that same shooting. Investigators have described the gathering as a parking lot party where groups of people meet socially in a business parking lot. Wiley had attended prom before the shooting and was only days away from graduating with his Saginaw United classmates. Prosecutors say surveillance video captured shooting and argued in their bond recommendation that the evidence makes the probability of conviction high. Those claims remain allegations, and Conway is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in a court of law. The case comes nearly 3 months after Wiley's death. His classmates graduated May 26th at the Dow Event Center, where Wiley's absence became part of an emotional ceremony remembering the teenager. According to Wiley's obituary, he was born and raised in Saginaw and had plans to obtain a commercial driver's license as he prepared for life after high school. Conway is scheduled to return to court August 24th with the preliminary exam set for September the 2nd. And State Representative Greg Alexander will hold three office hour events later this month, giving residents of Michigan's 98th House District an opportunity to speak with him in person. The Carsonville Republican will make two stops on Friday, August 28th. The first will run from 9 until 10 a.m., at the Huron County Memorial Airport on Thompson Road in Bad Axe. Alexander will then travel to Sandusky for an 11 a.m. to noon session at the Sandusky Airport on North Sandusky Road. A third event is scheduled for Monday, August 31st, from 9 a.m. till 10 a.m. at the Marlette Township Hall on Airport Road in Marlette. Alexander says the meetings provide an opportunity to answer questions, discuss work taking place in State House, and hear directly from the people he represents before taking their concerns back to Lansing. Residents do not need an appointment to attend any of the three sessions. Those who cannot make an office hour event can call Alexander's Lansing office by phone at 517-373-1791 or by email at gregalexander@house.mi.gov. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
This is Kevin Morrell from Morrell Equipment. We're the Thumbs Equipment Superstore, and we offer VP racing fuels too. We have methanol and race fuels up to 116 octane, and Torx DX diesel for your high performance projects in stock. We have everything from subcompact tractors to heavy utility tractors, and everything in between, from LS tractors to bad boy tractors. We also have KO four-wheelers, the most advanced golf carts in the Thumb, zero turns, attachments, and implements, and the best selection of trailers. Why go to five different dealers when you can go to a true one-stop shop that handles all of your service, financing needs, and warranty in-house? If you need the reliability and versatility that only comes with a new tractor, the smooth ride and entertainment of a new golf cart, the durability of a new trailer, or a four-wheeler for your kids, you need to come and check out the full line of inventory at Morrell Equipment and availability with low-rate financing. You can make your next purchase more affordable than ever. Morrell Equipment is your everything equipment superstore. So come see me, Kevin Morrell, at the North End of Bannix.
Here is your obituaries for this hour. Patricia Ann Essenmaker, 88 years old, passed away on August 18, 2026. Patricia was born on October 5, 1937. Patricia married Floyd Essenmaker on October 5, 1957, and they were married for 31 years before he passed away. Patricia is survived by her sons Tony and Mark, daughter Susan and Debbie, brothers, sisters. She's also survived by her grandchildren and 20 great-grandchildren, with another one on the way. A massive Christian burial will be at 12 p.m. on Friday, August 21st, 2026 at St. Michael Church, Annunciation of the Lord Parish in Port Austin. Visitation will be held at 11 a.m. at the church until the time of service. Memorials may be offered to the Family Discretionary Fund. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com.
Man, remember Chevys from back in the day?
Yeah, back when cars had personality, and you could work on them without a laptop and a prayer.
Exactly. I always wanted a 1990 Corvette back then. Bad.
Oh yeah. 350 small block, wide body, real torque, 0 to 60 in under 6 seconds.
You say that like it's on your birth certificate.
Some people memorize birthdays. I memorize engines.
I just wanted to take the top off, cruise the coast, and feel important for once.
You can.
I can?
Just enter the drawing.
What drawing?
Hey guys, hate to interrupt the nostalgia, but it's time for the WLAW WHS TBR giveaway. Shop local for your chance to win a 1990 red Corvette convertible. Gray leather interior, 5.7 liter V8, automatic transmission, independent suspension, custom alloy wheels, a digital dash, and a Delco Bose sound system that still hits.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older to register.
Is this how peer pressure works? I'm gonna need a bigger garage.
Register to win the 1990 Chevrolet Corvette at the following businesses now through Cheeseburger in Caseville, Shaker's Ice Cream and Thumb Bank and Trust, both of Caseville, Bayport Fish Company of Bayport, Kohler Oil and Propane of Bad Axe, Simmons Auto Repair and Valmer Ready Mix, both of Pigeon, and Heron Tile and Service of Pinnebog and Caseville. Other sponsors include DJ's Portable Rentals of Owendale and Bresky Siding and Building of Kindy.
And we're back with your national and international news. The United States national debt officially surpassed the $40 trillion mark, according to the new Treasury Department data. The staggering milestone comes amid escalating federal defense spending, expanding social programs, and sharply rising costs to service existing interest obligations. Economists point out that federal debt has nearly doubled over the past decade, sparking renewed fiscal debates on Capitol Hill regarding long-term budget sustainability. Lawmakers are facing intense pressure to address the growing deficit as fiscal projections warn of tightening federal budgets. While market analysts note that investor appetite for U.S. Treasuries remains stable in the short term, policy experts warn that mounting debt interest payments could rapidly squeeze out funding for crucial domestic infrastructure and public investments over the coming decade. And the United States government announced a fresh wave of trade discussions aimed at imposing severe economic pressure on nations and foreign firms doing business with Iran. Federal officials declared that the secondary measures are designed to disrupt international revenue pipelines supporting regional military operations. The announcement drew sharp responses from several international trade partners who warned that broad trade penalties could disrupt global energy supply chains. Foreign ministry officials across affected European and Asian capitals indicated they're evaluating legal frameworks to protect domestic companies from extraterritorial sanctions. And that's been your news this hour, brought to you by Advance Auto Glass and More for windshield replacement, stone chip repair and installation, as well as Boss snow plows and custom shower glass enclosures. See Advance Auto Glass More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. And by Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand-new golf carts in their new location on North M53 just east of Meyer and Bad Axe.
No one wants to hear that sound while driving, but it recently happened to me, a crack in my windshield. As a younger driver, I'd never dealt with anything like that before, so I wasn't sure what to do. I called Advanced Auto Glass and More in Bad Axe. Dave and his team made the entire process simple. They answered my questions, worked with my insurance, and by the very next day, my new windshield was installed. The quality of the work was excellent, and they made what I thought would be a stressful experience surprisingly easy. If I ever need glass again, I know who I'll be calling. Advanced Auto Glass and More in Bad Axe.
This is Dave from Advanced Auto Glass and More, just off the Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. When you need quality auto glass replacement, trust a local team that does it right. We install windshields, door glass, back glass, and even glass for semis and tractors using top quality OE standard glass and professional grade materials. We're also your one-stop shop for windshield recalibration after installation. Plus, we install custom shower glass, overhead garage doors and openers, and we're a Boss snowplow dealer. Call Advanced Auto Glass and More today at 989-269-6655.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.